A little bird told me about the Berlin School of Podcasting. My name is Benjamin Lorch, and I'd like to introduce you to the Berlin School of Podcasting. Because our approach to podcasting is fully dedicated to voice, listening, and storytelling, it seems to me there's no better way for you to learn about our school and what our programs are all about than to hear directly from current and former students. I hope these testimonials will help you to understand what it's like to be part of the Berlin School of Podcasting Step 1 online program. And I'd like to thank Dan, Tina, John, and Annette for the time they took to explain their experience. In this clip, students talk about what it's like to be part of the Berlin School of Podcasting learning community.
It was great. It was great to be there in this international group, a small group. And I was so happy to meet these people from India, from Switzerland, one person from London, the other one from living in Portugal. So I wouldn't have had the time to come to Berlin. So for me, it was perfect. Perfect, really.
This was engaging. This was also trying out something new. Building from scratch and being on the same level as these other people from other countries all at the same time. I think our group had amazing energy, and then I felt, although it was online, I felt like I was really there present in person with this group. And being part of this Step 1 program, it was the only online presence that I enjoyed.
And I felt as if each time we sort of logged on, as if we were among friends, really, because it turned out that the other people on the course were really engaged, really bright, had really interesting ideas, often really new approaches to things. So I felt it was a really nice space where one could say what one liked and all one's ideas would be treated appropriately and with kind of respect. It was a supportive and interesting and challenging environment.
I was a little worried, well, not worried, but I was, I just didn't know, since I didn't know the other people in class, I didn't know to what extent they are prepared to play ball, you know, and I was so pleased when they did. Yeah, so it was when we did the podcasting purpose statements, and that was when I realized, like, everyone here has a really cool idea, and everyone was just game to play, myself included, and it just felt so good, because it was when this class sort of gelled.
What was nice, too, was that we were very supportive. When one of us had an idea about a podcast, we discussed it. We discussed it in a very constructive way, and we told that person, oh, have you thought about this and that, and why not doing that, and why not bringing in that? And what we also did, we exchanged knowledge, we exchanged websites, we exchanged tips for sources where you can get free music. It didn't feel competitive at all, but supportive.
Yeah, I mean, I would always recommend to everyone, even the people who are more advanced, I would always recommend going through Step 1 first. Always. Because it's the human thing. It's the fundamentals.
Here are those little birds again, singing songs about the teaching and learning experience at the Berlin School of Podcasting.
I wanted to tell you that the way you teach is extraordinary. I've never met a person, and I have a really, I have a long career in studying at university and at the Musikhochschule and learning and doing. I really, I'm a learner. I'm a passionate learner. I really am. But I've never met a person who teaches the way you do. I think you take pressure off us learners in giving very subtle instructions, and I gave you this example. We had to get familiar with the Hindenburg, and the instruction goes like you gave us, goes like that. Listen to the tutorial once, and then listen to the tutorial again. And I find that so simple and so user-friendly in a way, learner-friendly. I think this, and this is only one example, for many during the course, and I thought, is he a professor for didactic, the way to learn? So I studied myself how to teach German as a second language, so I have these tools about learning, teaching, but I've never met a person like you before.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Yeah. I think I'm blushing a bit.
I had stuff I wanted to learn, and the stuff I wanted to learn just went into my head and then was like it was always there. And I think you have a particular talent for giving advice. The way you think and the way the direction of your vision and advice was exactly what I needed. So it was like you were handing me things that were shaped like holes in my head. You know what I mean? So it was very easy to just put it in there and then pretend it was always there. So it's like, oh yeah, I guess part of that stuff used to not be mine. Yeah, I was hungry. There was a berry bush and now the berries are in me. And if you're asking me what order I ate them in or what the each one looked like, that's a tough one. It's too tough. That's all I got.
First, we didn't dig in into the how to, you know, we really stuck on the why. We were talking about emotions, using the voice. We were talking about storytelling. We were talking about all the things that are human.
The teaching style was supportive, challenging, and I think I said this at the time, but kind of unashamedly intellectual. It took a fairly highbrow approach, which I think is great. It referenced all manner of things, sort of James Baldwin to Greek myths, to it covered a big range of source material and philosophical ideas, which was really interesting because some of them I'd heard of, some of them I hadn't. And it was illuminating, and I'm really pleased that it was challenging and it was, well, not, it's not challenging is wrong. I'm really pleased that it was very intellectually rich because I learned new stuff. I found new sources of inspiration and interest, and that in turn sparked input from the course participants. So one ended up with this kind of very rich stew of intellectual influences, which was fantastic.
I would definitely describe the style of teaching like this very serious and well-organized person who always shows up, who always have all the prepared lectures, documents, links, and everything to pave the way of the storytelling to make everyone feel engaged. But this very serious person is also very curious and very goofy. So it makes you also feel relaxed and kind of also curious, you know, all the time, very, very present. And this is something that I really enjoyed, you know, your sense of actually being so transparent about learning from students And also being a serious teacher is something that is like a winning combination for me.
Listen to the birds now. They're talking about the structure of the Berlin School of Podcasting experience and some of the things they took away from their class.
The way the class was set up was so good. Wasn't the first exercise to get familiar with your own voice and read or listen, yeah. Listening yeah. was, yeah. listen to your voice and then train your voice. So it was complex in a way, and it was very well, we were very well guided through the whole process from very small voice and ears to the end, a podcast, a masterpiece, which is within 12 sessions. It's impressive, I think.
Well, I, for the first time, I learned structure in this not so visible world. This is a completely new world for me, audio world. I haven't done anything before, like using audio editing software for editing. That was completely new, and it was a big thing for me. So it gave me tools to kind of build something of my own, so to put it out there. And because I do come from a visual world, I do mostly video and video editing, it's not so new to me, but it gave me a sense of this other world and this other kind of structure. And also, so this is the big part. This software thing gave me power to think that, okay, I don't need a whole team of, I don't need a whole production for this. I can actually do a lot of things myself.
I learned, primarily that podcasting is considerably trickier than it first appears. To do a good podcast is a tricky business. It's there are a lot of components, and you immediately think, oh well, it's just the sort of technical issue of how you sort of mesh it all together. But how you deal with these various elements, and even the starting with the form of your podcast, what format it will be, and how the various elements will be treated. It requires a careful consideration. You need to put a lot of thought into it. It's not something that just happens.
A little bird told me about the Berlin School of Podcasting. Now let's listen to some endorsements and recommendations from students Tina, Dan, John, and Aneta.
Well, I would really recommend it to, I wanted to say young people who are now, you know, in this podcast, YouTube things and everything, but also maybe even more older people. Maybe people who really have some idea on their mind to have something they were maybe thinking about but haven't tried yet. I think this is perfect for anyone to try, of course. But I was thinking now about also people, for example, my mother. She always had some ideas on her mind, and it seems to her that this is impossible. And this podcasting world and this program that you made is actually perfect for people who want to climb out of their holes, because they don't need to show their face, but they can learn in a very informative, inspiring, and also simple structured way how to get their ideas out and how their voices can be heard, how to use these tools and how to get their voices out there, because they should talk more to these younger people.
Oh, I've always wanted to record a podcast. Wouldn't it be fun to do a podcast? Now that I know about this whole podcast thing, it seems like something I could do. The class was like, came at just the perfect time, because I feel like the idea was to do a podcast. I didn't know what it was going to be, but the idea to do a podcast had been ripening in my brain, but the opportunity to actually sit down and do the work with other people who are motivated was just, it honestly couldn't have come along at a better time.
It was fun. It was really fun. It was really fun, and I didn't miss a single class. I'm very proud of it. I was, during the half of the class, I was in Spain on a campsite. It was raining. It was cold. The internet connection was poor sometimes, and I always told my husband, Josef, today at 7, I'm going to class, because I wanted to be there, and I wanted to be with the group. I liked the group. It was good fun, really.
I would very much recommend the course to anyone who's interested in podcasting, but also to anyone who's interested in conveying their ideas or their story or their message to a wider audience, because a lot of what is learned in the class is applicable to many different ways of expressing oneself.